You're right. Julie's going to share with us now. So I'm going to pray for Julie, but you guys pray as well, okay? Yeah, Father God, we pray for Julie, and we just pray you'd bless her as she shares with us what you have laid in her heart. And I know this is something that you put in her heart a number of weeks ago, and she was going to share it and then felt it was right to delay it. But today is the day. Today is the day when this message will rest in our hearts and in our souls and will speak words of truth to us. Father, we thank you for Julie. We thank you for all that she does. I thank you for her faithfulness, her honesty, and her integrity and her authenticity. Thank you that that is one of her outstanding characteristics. And we praise you and we bless you for that, Father. And we thank her for following you. Father, we just pray that the meditation of her heart and the words of her lips today will be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, I've got this. I've got one. Okay. That reminds me of the Boney M song, and I was singing along and dancing in my kitchen the other day to Boney M. So I won't even go there because that shows my age. Who's ever felt that something's not quite right, and you shouldn't do something, or you shouldn't listen to something, but you did anyway, and then afterwards you kind of regretted it and thought, but I had a feeling I should have known better. Who's ever felt that? Okay, this message is for you, because we're going to be talking about discernment and the gift that God has given us. We're going to be talking about how that differs from judgment. Now, I know Mary had spoke a little bit about it last week, but this has been on my heart since Christmas, so I haven't felt it's been right to bring it until today. So I'm hoping we're going to all be encouraged at how wonderful our God is, because when he gives us gifts, he gives the gifts so we open them, not so we leave them in a cupboard and don't use them. Okay, so unfortunately, discernment can often be confused with judgment, and that can be a number of times why we don't actually use it. Okay, so it's important to know the difference. So we're going to look at that today. So we should be able to evaluate if we are discerning or if we are judging. And one of the easiest ways to see if we are judging is it aligned with God's word? If it's not, it's judging. If it is, it's probably discernment. Remember, God stays the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So does his word. It doesn't change to fit the fashions of the world. So this message is about helping us understand more about the spiritual gift of discernment versus human judgments. So to start, we're going to have to look at the definitions of both. So firstly, there are two types of judgment. Firstly, we have God's biblical judgment. And then secondly, we have human judgment. So the biblical judgment, which is for God alone, it refers to God's righteous evaluation, ruling, or condemnation of human act, thought, or intention. It's based on his holy standard. Now, I spoke about his holiness and purity recently. He is our ultimate standard. That's what we try to reach. So let's be clear about one thing. Our Heavenly Father has absolutely every right to judge us. He created us. Full stop. He can judge us. Now, if we look at human judgment, it's very different. Human judgment is when we decide to judge others based on a man-made scale or perspective. Sometimes it can be based on our own ego, our human pride, and what we think others should measure up to or be like. Human judgment does not often bring any benefit, but it can bring hurt. It may enable the accuser to feel more superior. Human judgment often only sees the failure without offering any of God's mercy or love. In Matthew 7, Jesus said, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, yet pay no attention to the plank in your own. So moving on quickly, let's look at the definition of discernment. Biblical discernment is the spiritual ability to distinguish between good and evil, truth and falsehood. Discernment uses God's word and the Holy Spirit to gain insight, test spirits, understand God's guidance and his will from worldly influences. It enables believers to make wise decisions while growing spiritually. It moves beyond human judgment to see things that the way God sees them. Discernment is from the Holy Spirit and is ultimately for the benefit of believers. It might be for our protection against lies. It might be a dangerous situation, a person with evil intent. For instance, have you ever met someone and instantly felt uneasy? That can be discernment. That can be the Holy Spirit telling you something's wrong. Be aware. He might be saying, or she might be saying, all the right words, but something feels off. Or have you ever felt you're going somewhere and you think, I don't know, I shouldn't be going there. You know, that can also be a warning. We have to listen to Holy Spirit. And I've got a really good story here. Because my son, years ago, once decided to meet a friend who was coming over from another country. They were going to meet in London. He was going to come down from up north. And they planned this for about a week. And on the morning of the meeting, and he was so excited about going, on the morning of the meeting, he woke up early and he just felt, don't go. And he thought, but I'm meeting her, I can't let her down. But the feeling was really, really strong. Anyway, he rang and he said, look, can we meet tomorrow? I just don't feel right. He didn't want to say exactly what was going on because he didn't understand it himself. He did cancel. That was the morning of the King's Cross bombing. They worked out the timings. He would have been there around that time. We have to listen. Discernment is a gift. It is a gift to be listened to. There's a story in Acts 16:6. Paul and his companions were traveling through regions of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man in Macedonia begging him, please come to Macedonia, help us. After Paul saw the vision, he got up ready to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called them to preach the gospel there. Different reasons, but both sound like discernment. You see, they concluded that God had divinely opened a way at that specific time in Macedonia to bring the gospel to Europe. So sometimes it's a warning, sometimes it's saying, no, that's not the right time there, it's the right time here. But we have to learn to listen. It's for our protection, it's for our guidance. So those are just a couple of examples. We see why the church desperately needs this gift of discernment. Yeah? But can we all have it? Okay. The answer is yes. But our ability to discern truth from lies and distinguish good from evil will become clearer as our spiritual maturity grows. In other words, as we spend more time with God, as we read his word, as we pray, and as we listen, we will hear clearer. Hebrews 5 says, and this is the Message translation, milk is for beginners inexperienced in God's ways. Solid food is for mature who have some practice in telling right from wrong. So just like every talent, every gift, the more we work at it, the more refined it becomes. But as with all gifts, some will be given a special anointing. You've heard of specific preachers who have a real anointing for healing. Some have a real anointing for prophecy. You know, some have specific gifts and a heavy anointing in that area. Others have a general anointing, but we can grow it. We can work on it. We can ask God for more. Ephesians 4:7 says, however, he has given each one of us a special gift. Each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:4 says, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts. But the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. And that's what I said before about if we're given a gift, there's no point in not opening it. There's no point in leaving it in the cupboard and saying it's not for us. It's to help yourself and each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. We are all part of the body of Christ. Every one of us will have different talents and different gifts. Verse 16 goes on to say, if the ear says, I am not part of the body because I am not an eye, would that make it any less part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? Our bodies have many parts, and God has put each just where he wants it. I like that last part. God has put each part just where he wants it. You don't normally see a toe on a face. Yeah, that'd be pretty awful, wouldn't it? Some of us have a special anointing of discernment, and others will have another gift just as strong. We need to learn which is our gifting. But all are given as gifts to the children of God because he loves us so much. Yeah, he wants us to work together as a body. Every one of us will have a specific function, a specific talent, and a specific gift. The thing with discernment is, it is for everyone. Some have it stronger than others. We can sometimes call it intuition. Or guidance from the Holy Spirit. Whatever the name, it is discerning, and it is a gift from God to be used. Who's heard the story of Little Red Riding Hood? She goes into Grandma's house, doesn't she? And of course, the wolf is there instead of Grandma. Now, he's dressed as Grandma. He's got the sheet up to his nose, you know, to start with. He's got a hat on to try and cover the ears. And Little Red Riding Hood knows something's off straight away. But she stays there because, you see, she's expecting to find Grandma. So she starts questioning herself. And then she's asking questions. What big eyes you have? What big ears you have? She's still staying there. She knows it's not Grandma because she's gone into a place and she's expecting to see Grandma. She's being told Grandma's going to be there. So she's expecting to see Grandma. So she starts questioning herself, even though she knows that doesn't look like Grandma. Sometimes it's right in front of us. But because someone's telling us something, we listen to them rather than listening to the Holy Spirit or reading the Word of God. Is it aligned with the Word of God? That story originated over 1,000 years ago, and it was about warning kids about predators. It's so important to listen. The story shows us that sometimes it's right in front of us, but we refuse to listen or use our eyes to see, or our discernment to know. God has given us all of those things for our protection and for the protection of others. If you saw someone coming in and you and they're telling you they are one thing, but you clearly see they're not. What do you do? If it was next to your kids, you'd say something, usually. If it's in a church setting or around your friends, say something. This is for our protection. We mustn't question ourselves. Is it in line with God? And we'll look at that in a moment. If you're not sure, come and see a leader. Jesus said in Matthew 7:15, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them." Jesus specifically said, "Watch out for." In other words, use your discernment. To recognize a wolf disguised as a gentle sheep, look for the signs. What is the fruit? Are they trying to change God's word? Are they bringing confusion? Are they bringing division? Are they manipulating? Are they judging or accusing? Sheep need protecting from the wolf. And the true shepherd gave us a gift to protect us. He gave us the gift of discernment. It is our tool to protect holy ones. Simply put, Jesus is telling us to discern between light and darkness to keep ourselves and our brothers and sisters safe. It is not judgment to recognize danger signs. Amen. I'll say that one again. It is not judgment to recognize danger signs. 1 Timothy 4 says, "Now the Spirit expressly states that in latter times some will abandon the faith to follow deceitful spirits and the teachings of demons, influenced by the hypocrisy of liars whose consciences are seared with a hot iron." 2 Timothy 3 says, "But as for you, continue in the things you have learnt and firmly believed, since you know from who you have learned them. If someone comes against what you have learned is the word of God, use your discernment, use your wisdom." So to help us clarify the difference, if it is discernment, we can answer these questions with a pure and humble heart. Firstly, are we seeking God's heart? Or is this about our ego? Is it about our self-righteousness? Is it in line with God's word? If allowed to continue, could it bring harm or restrict the flow of the Holy Spirit? Depending on the circumstances, and sometimes we don't always have the time, but depending on most circumstances, have we offered grace, love, and mercy and a time for change? Can we question our motives? Is there a plank in our own eye, but just a speck in someone else's? Can we stand before the Lord with a pure heart and take responsibility for what we call it? Discernment will bring safety, protect ourselves and others, and it will restore boundaries. It remembers that we are not perfect either. It may initially feel very difficult to act upon as we question ourselves. But ignoring it is not in anyone's benefit. If you are unsure, again, see a leader. If it's judgment and not discernment, you will have very different answers to those questions. 1 John 4 says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God, and you have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. The world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Now, that's very long-winded, yes, but it does help us distinguish the difference. John 2:23, the BSB version says this. While he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many people saw the signs that he was doing. We're talking about Jesus. And believed in his name. But Jesus did not entrust himself to them, for he knew them all. He did not need any testimony about man, for he knew what was in man. He discerned all the time. He used his discernment all the time. And he knew we'd need it too. It's a bit like one of the apps. I think there was something on the e-news the other week. It's a bit like an app that protects us from scams, from email, what's it called? Malware, sorry. It alerts us to everything that is unclean, dangerous, and something to avoid. It is a God-given gift to us. Learning the difference between discernment and judgment is so important. Discernment is a gift that we often don't think, oh, give me that one, Lord. We always want healing or miracles. We want something. But discernment is vital to the church and to each of us. Absolutely vital, especially in the world that we live in, because we're hearing lies all the time. We're seeing stuff that we know is wrong, but we're questioning ourselves. We're saying, hang on a minute. You know, why am I feeling like this? Maybe it's discernment. Maybe it's God saying, pray about it. Pray about it. Is that in line with my word that I have given you? Is Holy Spirit telling you to pray about something that doesn't seem right to you? We have a loving, kind, wonderful, compassionate God who provides our every need. He loves us. He gives us good things. He puts his wings of protection over us and sends his angels to minister to us. His Holy Spirit lives in you and me. His written word is there to teach us, and his gifts to enrich, protect, and guide us. Do you not think he will give you something to look after you that you can use that will be a warning? That intuition could be discernment. Every one of his children was given a special gift. If you give a gift to your children, would you want them to leave it there on the floor unopened? No. Do you think God wants you not to open the gifts that you have been given? He's given you eyes to see, ears to hear. He's given you a mind. He's given you his word. He's given you Holy Spirit to live in you. And he's given us discernment. Amen? Amen. Who would like to have more discernment? Okay, shall we pray? If you'd like to stand, let's stand together. Let's just pray this together, because it is important. And I hope I haven't discouraged anyone. I did not mean to do that. But Lord, we just pray. We thank you for all the gifts that you have given us. You've given us such a special gift, Lord, to tell truth from lie, good from evil. Teach each one of us, I pray in Jesus' name, to have that gift of discernment clearly. Teach us, Lord, to listen to you, to listen to that voice of discernment and not to the voice of the world. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are a good, 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 good Father, that you love us. You love us so much you gave your only Son, and you gave us other gifts as well. So, Father, I pray for this congregation. I pray in Jesus' name that people will have a clearer discernment in each one of us, Lord, and that we will have the bravery, the courageousness to actually use it. In Jesus' name.